أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that tahajjud is a great source for a person to control his nafs and for great, great spiritual progress. And as mentioned previously, if a person cannot still manage to get up at tahajjud time, which we know it as such, at about 3 or so, then even at night before sleeping he can make his tahajjud. And this helps tremendously. And also that is a time when a person is free, his mind is also clear, and he can communicate with his Creator, with Allah Ta'ala, very, very clearly. And all this Allah Ta'ala says, because you have a great, great work, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, during the day. Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. Albatta tujhko din mein shughal rehta hai lamba. You have got great and very important work to do during the day. So take your power, your strength, your spiritual power by getting up for tahajjud and turning to Allah Ta'ala. And this was the great strength and ability that Allah had given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he used to spend the nights in the ibadat of Allah, and during the day he had to bring the whole of deen to mankind, and he had to give invitation to non-Muslims and those people who were so hard against Islam, and people whose by nature were very, very human qualities were lost to them, for to make effort on such people. And then it is not only to bring deen to those people, but then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had the duty. He was rahmatul lil alameen, and he was sent for the whole universe, and he was sent till the day of Qiyamah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to spread deen in the whole world. So he wrote letters to many kings. He sent out how many jamaats to spread deen in the whole world. And he had to establish the whole of deen. Not today, generally most of us, we have only got ibadat to a certain extent in our lives. We don't pay attention to muamalat, to business dealings, to muasharat, our social life, our akhlaq, our character. All this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to teach it from scratch to perfection. And he prepared such a band of sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Islam had come as a complete way of life. Governance was also to be according to Islam. The whole aspect of government and all the departments of government, that also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to establish. There was no source of it at all. From scratch he had to start and teach all this. And what governance he had to show the people, in the form of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the form of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what great social work Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught. All this Allah said, and much, much more. And this was in a short period of 23 years. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to bring this to the whole of mankind. We would think that when you have got a lot of work in the day, get a good sleep at night so that you can manage. But Allah's system is that be ready for the ibadat of Allah, and then you will be able to do the work. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered that at night to make the tahajjud, and during the day to have this great work and teach the whole of deen. And after that again, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ or parheja naam apne Rab ka, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا or chhoot kar chala uske taraf sab se alag ho kar. And after you have completed that again, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Here is an interesting point here, that the beginning is also with قُمِلْ لَيْلْ مَيْ قِيَامِ لَيْلْ. And after doing all your work, again remember Allah Ta'ala. So there are two aspects that are made very clear here. One is the aspect of the connection with the Creator, with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And really, if we see in one sense, that is why Allah Ta'ala has created us and sent us in this world, to remember Allah Ta'ala. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. And we have created jinn and man for the worship and ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. But particularly as the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala and the final Rasul, the other work was also important with the creation. And with the creation, it was to bring the deen of Allah Ta'ala to mankind. So that was also a duty, with the Creator also, and with the creation also. And Allah Ta'ala had divided this in a sense, that with the Creator, make your contact at night, and work during the day with the creation. Work amongst mankind, and the work of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not for material necessities of this world, but for the true spiritual and religious necessities. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to make that effort during the day, and when a person does this, the beginning is with the connection and ibadat of Allah, the ending is with the connection and with the ibadat of Allah, then the in-between, that which is with the creation, that also he will keep in mind all the time, the Creator. And this is what a person has to work for and strive, what is called suluk and tasawwuf and reaching Allah Ta'ala. That a person does all his other work also, but in his mind is Allah all the time. In his heart is Allah Ta'ala all the time. Somebody asked Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, is it possible that you can make your namaz and you just think of Allah Ta'ala in your whole namaz? So Maulana asked him a counter question and asked him, is it possible that you do your work during the day and you don't think of Allah? He said, that is happening all the time. We do all our work during the day, we don't think of Allah. So why is it then not possible that you make your namaz and you don't think of your dunya? You only think of Allah Ta'ala. When you're doing your dunya's work, you are fully engrossed. Your mind, your heart is in that work of dunya. You don't think of Allah. So why then is it not possible? This is that effort that is required at the beginning, at the end also, that you only remember Allah Ta'ala. And that should be in such a way, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا, that you cut yourself, tabattul means to cut yourself off completely. But this tabattul, though you will be engaged in the work of your dunya, but your heart will be with Allah Ta'ala. That is, as it has been aptly said in Urdu, dast bakar dil bayar. Your hands are in your work, but your heart is with your beloved, with Allah Ta'ala. You are doing your work of dunya, but your heart is connected with Allah Ta'ala. And this doesn't mean that you are making zikr, but for example, you are doing business, you are doing it correctly according to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. You are speaking with your wife, you are making love with your wife, you are playing with your children, but you are keeping the laws of Allah Ta'ala in mind. So that means you are in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala also all the time while you are engaged with the makhluk and the creation as well.